back yet? Or is she coming?
She's coming today, but she's not home yet. Her plane arrived at 4 something.
Aha.
Okay, we're good.
We're good.
And she may be staying at Craig's.
I can understand that if you're
moving. No, get the video yet, Taylor.
Let's go ahead and call to order the Wednesday, April 2nd, 2014 meeting of the Carson City Shade Tree Council. Could we please have a call to order?
Chairperson Horvath?
Roll call, thank you. Here.
Vice Chairperson Shurik?
Here.
Member Wurst? Member Trenoff? Member Pierman? Member Ozawa?
Here.
Aquarium's present.
All right, thank you. All right, right now would be a time to take public comments, so if there's any members of the public who want to address the Shade Tree Council for any matters, please do it now.
I'm sorry, your sign isn't good for my eyes. Anyhow, Kyle, we've met, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you'll just say your name into the microphone and who you're with, and then you're good to go.
Just with me today, thank you, just Carson City resident. Mr. Danny French, and I was at another meeting by mistake, and I just explained to Kyle, I don't do well in front of public. I'm more a one-on-one person. Anyhow, my concerns are, after seeing the trees go down at McDonald's and the rough treatment that they were given on the 24th and the 25th, and being totally unable to do anything about it, the first thing I did on the 24th was go to the city hall to make sure they had permits in order, even though I wasn't sure which permits would have covered the trees. I mentioned to Kyle already just now that I would like to see some sort of a slowdown, especially when it comes to trees. Carson City can be a really pretty place, and certain times of the year just absolutely beautiful. And I hate to see, you know, anything be treated as these trees were, but also that if there's no way to slow things down and have people acknowledge what's already at a site, that then you all can step in and make your recommendations. Things are going to get by, like this McDonald's situation. They may have gotten permits to take down trees, but there was no, on the plans 3 years ago, the trees were substantially smaller. And honestly, I don't believe they even had them all on their plan. And then after the fact, the ones they were going to take out, they put little tiny markers to show which ones were coming out, and those were substantial trees, definitely more than 11 inches. And if anybody drives out of that area coming from onto Winnie into the side there, you've seen those trees. And there were quite a few of those. I'm sorry. I just hope that there's a way maybe to have things slowed down and require people with anything on their property that was natural or at least for a substantial set of time. Make a time thing. Say, okay, if a tree's been there more than so many years, you have to advise us before you can make any before we can recommend anything about your proposed addition or other development type thing, even if it's a remodel of a parking lot, which was this matter. The part of the building was not at all my worry. In fact, I was pleased for it. But the other part was just a terrible shame. And I think if you'd all been involved, I think they might have taken time to reconsider their initial plans. To just, you know, unless there is an oil line or a situation where the gas company mandated those trees came out, I come from a place where you built around trees, not through them. It's like Frank Lloyd Wright said, you know, if you're going to put something up, make sure it graces the area that it's going to be in. And in this case, they took down trees to put up new trees. And these are long life, substantially mature trees they took out. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to stop because I'm shaking so bad, but my 3 minutes is well up, and thank you for your patience.
Thank you. I was going to say, Denny, if you could leave your contact information. You were saying, we were talking about the landscaping standards earlier and that we drafted with the city, and I'm going to find those and I'll email those to you so you can take a look and see what is already on the books that we have for proper landscape standards. And I remember actually somebody else coming about trees that were cut down at the hospital, at the old hospital. And they were wondering why this happened or when it happened. So maybe in a future agenda item we can bring this back up again about somehow knowing how to be made aware of when mature trees are planning on coming down in the city. Jens, did you have anything?
Yeah, my question would have been, do we have a policy, a city policy regarding requests for permits needed for taking down trees on private property?
I do know that the planning department has dealt with this complaint, and I do know that the permits were in place. The city does have, you know, landscape ordinances in place for construction, and, you know, they've got a point system. I know that when we do a project, the Parks and Recreation Department or any city department, we have to follow the same standards as the public. So based on the emails that I saw, the planning department ensured that, you know, everything was in place, all the requirements for the replacements and everything else. So every project is unique, and in this particular project, you know, I'm sure that they looked at the merits of keeping the trees versus removing the trees and what was going to be replaced. I haven't seen too many projects in Crescent City where they remove the trees and don't replace them with something else. Sometimes the trees aren't feasible to keep. And I don't know enough about this particular project to form an opinion of it, but I do know that the planning department did look at all those things. And we do have the policies and requirements in place to make sure that people just can't arbitrarily go mow down trees when they do a project.
And we had a hand in drafting that, what, 7 or 8 or 9 years ago or something like that. So
yeah, that's correct. That whole policy and system did come to the Shade Tree Council when it was implemented.
So I think really it's a testament that just our community really does love its trees, and whether it was done the right way or not seeing a mature tree go down in full bloom is just tough thing to swallow. So thank you for bringing that to our attention. Is there any other public comments that we need to address before we move on? All right. Can we have an action on approval of minutes? And if I remember correctly, we've got two that we're going to be approving tonight.
December.
I think there's three, December,
February, and March.
Yeah. So does anybody have any comments or adjustments or anything like that for any of the agendas from past meetings, the minutes from past meetings, excuse me?
No.
Nothing? Terry?
And I would like to move that we approve the minutes of the...
And let's go in
previous
per date, too, correct? Mm-hmm. We can do all three?
If there are no changes, you can do an entire
motion. Let's have a mass approval.
The three previous meetings of the Carson City Shade Tree Council.
Do I have a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Then they are approved. Thank you. Are there any modifications to tonight's agenda from our one main thing? No. Agenda item 3A. Sorry, guys, I'm just going through this in order. Regarding the absence of any council member from this meeting, does anybody want to bring up anything about our three absent people? I think we're cool, right?
Yeah.
All right. All right, no objections. Then everybody's excused. All right, moving on to item 3B, approval for the plans of the 2014 Arbor Day ceremony and activities. As far as I know, we approved almost everything of importance. I'm not exactly sure what we need to do other than pass out our flyers or put them up on the air. Can we get a video on this? You're going to be seeing these around town a lot from now until the 26th. Thank you, Jens, for designing those. Is there anything else we really need to talk about the Arbor Day? We've got the location at the tree planting at the Veterans Park, which we've got the Google map here. The 5K is at... Riverview Park, adjacent, April 26th, starting at 10. The tree, I'm assuming from this picture.
Is our tree?
Is our tree?
Yeah, the handout that you got, the picture of the tree, is a Canada red choke cherry.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Canada red choke cherry, and it's been selected already. That is the exact tree that you will be getting on Arbor Day.
Beautiful.
It's a three-inch calico tree.
Beautiful.
And then, as you can see on the Google map, we have the location at Korean War Veterans Memorial Park, which is Riverview Park, where the red X is. That's where the tree is going to go.
Excellent.
Okay.
My question regarding the event is, how many participants are we expecting?
Everyone.
For how many expectations lead to disappointments?
for how many participants are we prepared?
Well,
as far as water supplies,
100 was our number.
If we said we got 100 participants, that would exceed our expectations as far as the cost, the sponsors, the size that we're planning for, and what we can.
Well, we offer a gift, tree seedlings, water, and snacks. So there are supplies needed. For how many people are supplies there?
Over 50, between 50 and 100. Okay. So we've got, yeah. I mean, everything of those is covered.
Why don't we get more people? Do we write IOUs?
Yes, and we will deliver.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
100 would be that's a lot.
I think that would be a lot.
It's a lot of participants for an event.
Don't underestimate the power of advertising.
Never do.
Bring it on.
Bring on those 100 people.
Take it. Our sponsors will cover us. Thank you to all our sponsors.
Take that challenge.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, perfect.
I'd like to bring one other thing up. I'd like to recognize Supervisor Shirk, who came into our office yesterday and graciously donated $300 towards the tree.
Towards the tree, yes, he was our tree sponsor.
He bought this right here.
That's his tree. That's
his tree. Beautiful.
Oh, on that note, are we going to have a plaque on that tree?
Yeah, it says Shirk Cherry.
Shirk Cherry.
Right, I think so. That was part of the plan. We'll get a plaque made.
Okay. Is that something that we should go and deal with, or? And then if we do deal with it, it's coming out of our budget, should we direct them then towards you?
Has that been discussed at previous meetings?
I don't think so.
We need to put it on the agenda. Okay. We talked about it in our pre-planning around the table.
Because we've had a pretty steadfast policy that we don't allow plaques on trees.
That's actually good to know, if that's what the policy is.
Because it's very difficult to keep up with that program once you start it.
Right.
So
I'm sure vandalism comes into play, too.
Vandalism and replacements, and it gets to be.
Cool. Thank you, Ben, for sharing that, because that makes the decision easy.
And I also dropped off the last check today from Rupert's.
Okay.
I brought in the check and gave it to Scott.
Excellent.
So I picked that up today.
Excellent.
I had to go twice.
Okay. All the stuff in regards to the Ferris Award. It said I need to send out invitations, or at least I'm figuring we're just going to use this design to send out as the invitation. So I believe that's something just out of our email list that the parks has, that it just goes out right to all the supervisors and all
that's
the
correct.
Dignitaries
yeah, we'll take
and
care
everything.
Of that, and you know the flyer and everything. We'll send that out.
Cool. Well, that's our image, so that's what's going on.
Can I just run down our list of sponsors real quick for everyone to know?
Yes.
The Nevada Appeal, thank you. CV Sports, Smack Fitness, who also helped coordinate the whole event. Healthy Trees, of course, Supervisor Shirk for the tree donation. Fitness 1440, Prime Lending, locally here in Carson City, and Rupert's Auto Body. They're all listed here on our flyer, and they're great sponsors. So thank you.
All right, thank you. What other discussion do we need to do on this before we move on? Any?
See you there.
Any
it's possible action, so you can take action or choose not to.
Do we have anything we even need to take action on this one? Do we need a motion that we all need to go out and pass these things out? No.
I had one thought. Is election season going on right now? We could invite informally everyone who's running for office.
Absolutely.
To come down. And so when we're out and about, all candidates for all elections, they can come down and be part of our area. We're going to have booths set up and tables and the whole event.
As long as they're in their running shorts and high socks. And
right.
Okay. Yes, Terry?
I drive by the Republican office every day. Would it be permissible to put one of these up there?
I think all of Carson City is invited. Can we invite this group? Everybody's invited. This is Carson City.
Because they've got all the candidates probably going in and out of that place.
Probably take
them
to the Democratic office.
And I'll take them to the Democratic office,
to everybody, All right, let's
give me a few more. I'm going now.
Okay, let's move on.
All right, cool. Again, we're just passing out to everybody. Okay, any more public comments at all?
I've got a bunch.
And this is just about
it. It has to be regarding the Arbor Day.
This is just regarding the Arbor Day celebration.
Have to be somewhere tonight. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to be able to make the meeting.
Mr. French, Carson City, I thought this wasn't going to be so formal, so I could ask you something. You sent out some, Mr. French, Carson City resident, sorry. You sent out, you have these out, but I'm not sure I'm looking at what you're talking about,
okay,
is what I'm trying to.
So.
This.
Okay, so this park right here, as you're coming down Fifth Street, this is the end of it going east. This park right here is called the Korean War Veterans Memorial Park. And then adjacent to the east is an open space area with trails that's called the Riverview Park.
Right.
It's a dog-friendly park.
I've been there. Thank
it's an awesome
now,
place.
Now I've got a sense of where we're at.
And so right where that X is where we're going to plant that tree.
All right. So the restrooms I'm not seeing. Am I at the wrong park again?
They're right
that's
here.
That roof right
that's
there.
That's here. Okay, so I'm getting my orientation. So the park is about here. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one... can you help me on this? Just an idea. What paper and what's this relating?
I think we're getting to that one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I thought that was your arbor.
No, this is for you to keep.
That's just an FYI that we'll talk about later.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Sorry.
No worries. We're just happy the public comes. You know, we love it when public comes.
I don't know. I'm
going
to X me out there.
Okay. All right. So can we move on? No motion necessary. All right, moving on to agenda item 3C, which is discussion and update regarding a tree inventory. And I believe, Scott, this is you.
I believe so. I can let you know that a couple of weeks ago, Roger Mollendorf and myself met, and Curtis Horton, who's one of the managers for the Public Works Department, we met with David Howlett with NDF, and he gave us a presentation on the tree inventory program that those folks have, and we discussed it. We also discussed how to implement it. One of the things that we need to do, obviously, is fill out the grant application. And then from that point, the city of Reno has the same type of inventory, so we were looking at either looking at their RFP. They have an RFP already prepared that we could emulate, or we can do a joinder bid, which means that we can just, if there's any agency in the United States that has what you want and they agree to the joinder, then we can join on that bid. So we're looking at both those options, either doing our own RFP or doing a joinder bid with the city of Reno. So as soon as Roger gets back, we are going to get to work on the grant application and get that going.
Awesome. That's great news. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Scott.
All right. Is there any discussion necessary on that? No? All right. All right, moving on to agenda item 4, reports only. No discussion, but we are, if anybody has anything to report, Gianna.
No, I've just been passing out our flyers since our last meeting and engaging the community with this Arbor Day 5K, so.
All right. And I don't have anything to report. Jens?
No.
Okay. Terry?
I went by the Capitol Grounds area and visited the Japanese cherry trees and noticed that several of them are over 8 feet tall now.
Nice.
There's one on the southwest corner that seems to be under quite a bit of stress.
Okay.
But the lower part of the tree seems to still be surviving. All the other ones look very, very healthy.
Awesome. Good to hear. And those are 2 years old now? They were planted 2 years ago? Sweet. All right. Scott?
I handed out some FYIs. The one is one that Leanne Kiever had requested that we pass out, and it's a letter to the editor about a tree issue in Carson City. So I handed that out to you folks just to take a look at as a late submittal FYI. And also, there was some discussion about the fact that we didn't have an agenda item about the winter watering and the drought and its effects on trees in Carson City. We can't really discuss that topic, but I did want to give you folks an FYI that we do have, in our department, we have a winter watering policy for trees that we've memorialized in 2010, but we've had it long before that. We just finally put it on paper. But we go out, and any tree that's less than 2 years old, we hand water those trees during the wintertime. And a lot of trees that are even older than that, we've fired up drip irrigation systems. A good example is the freeway, all the freeway landscaping. We've been irrigating that landscape since early January.
And I've been noticing that there's not a whole lot of loss there. The survival rate's high.
So there's a lot of landscapes, the landscape that's just right outside here at the community center. We've been watering a lot of this landscape since January, so just because of the drought conditions. So right. I just wanted to say that we're well aware of the problem, and you know, we try and keep up with it, and we do the same thing on turf in certain areas. And if you folks want us to put that on as a future agenda item, because I think you wanted to bring in some speakers and talk about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I was caught off guard by the agenda being, for some reason, I felt like I'd seen something else, and then so I got caught off by this one. But okay. Yeah, there's definitely some future agenda items that we want to put on.
And if we're jumping ahead, but I mean,
yeah.
But I wanted to bring up about that handout and the fact that we are doing that currently.
Cool.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Any reports, Chairman?
No reports from me.
Can we just clarify the date of our next meeting? Anybody know?
April, June, the first.
Okay.
Wednesday in June.
Okay.
She's checking here.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah, this was an odd one being so close back-to-back to the special meeting, but it was just what days everybody was available.
Right.
June 4th. Okay, so our next meeting is June 4th.
Thank you.
Okay, there's no more reports. Any public comments on our reports? No? Future agenda items. Okay, and this is where I want to get it right, and I want to send something in so we have these on the record. So, Jens, you want to talk about the...
Well, the Tree Care Initiative, which is called a Tree Initiative here.
Get a pen.
I would like to have that on the agenda. We've been kicking that can.
And that's your, and that's what you had proposed a while back, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So Tree Care Initiative. We want to do...
Excuse me, is it just called Tree Initiative?
Tree Care
Initiative, okay.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I think Tree Initiative is a... carryover from maybe 2 or 3 years ago when we were talking about doing the replanting program or things like that. So this is the new one that Jens has proposed since coming back to us.
And I also would like that we can arrange, even if it's later in the year, Joan, start a discussion and, perhaps come to a decision what to recommend for drought situation.
Yep.
So we invite people from Public Works and from the UNR Extension, some experts or independent experts, anybody who can help giving us information. I would like, even if it's late, I would like to see that process started. So we are prepared in
and I don't think
future cases.
June's all that late to, you know, come up with something, because if we do come up with a list, we can make a recommendation relatively soon after making a motion to accept it. Okay, so drought tolerance situation. The fall tree care seminar I'd like to put on.
That one we have to put on.
Yeah, I'm just writing them all down, because, again, I'm going to send out the email soon.
Do we need to agendize, maybe I'm out of order, we need to go before the board and give them a report eventually?
Right, I think we're going to try to do that after the drought. We're going to use that venue to then make recommendations for the drought.
So do you want to put that on the future agenda item so that we can approve that to happen after that meeting?
Okay.
Sometime after June 7th?
So approve a date to go in front of the board?
Right, so the council to give them
an update?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
And I think we should also limit the next meeting to these three items to have enough time to really work on each and every one so we don't get into a squeeze. There's also a chance that something else comes up in between that we want to put on the agenda. Then we have a little room for it.
I'm gonna write down as much as we can. I almost feel because like we meet every other month, we kind of have to pack in as much as possible. Recommendation taken, and can I process that?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm just writing down everything that we want to talk about. And
in that context, one of the topics that would be interesting would be discussing the possibility of monthly meetings. I briefly talked to Roger Ollendorf about that, and he doesn't seem to be very gung-ho about it.
because the expense
comes out of his budget. But, I mean, we are the council, and we should at least express an interest, if we have it, that we will find out, if we have an interest in meeting monthly to be able to get a larger workload done.
Yeah, no, and I totally remember having that conversation, like, right before you came back. The board there was kind of expressing the same thing. But I think it was more just frustration in that, you know, every other month so much time goes by and momentum's lost and then you regain it. And okay, well, that's always on. I think that's a conversation that's kind of can always be on the plate on a one-on-one level.
Yeah, but I think when we put it on an agenda item, then we may get serious about it and get something done in that direction.
Okay. All right. Well, it's on the. I'll put it on the list.
See, we can't limit to three.
Right.
We can't limit the agenda to three items.
Okay, and then I'm also going to put on the agenda this newest one, and that's just try to figure out a way where we can hear about mature trees coming down. There are some system of possibly.
Sorry.
No worries. Does the thing have a mute on it? So some way of forming communication with the building.
There's a planning commission
yeah. to at least learn about these things so that we're not caught off guard. Because again, I remember the last citizen that came in. It was, you know, I've ran this route and walked this route, you know, every day for the last 10 years, and all of a sudden I walked by today and this tree's gone, and it was more of a shock than anything. So maybe figuring out how to create a line of communication between.
Well, the starting point would be if we, few of us, go to a planning commission meeting and make a public comment.
Okay, so let's do that about sending somebody to the Planning Commission meeting as a representative of the Shade Tree Council. But let's craft in our next meeting what that message is going to be so whoever it is says the right thing instead of...
Yeah, we can do that in a minute or two, so put it on the agenda.
Yes. Okay. All right.
So was that another agenda item?
That was another agenda item. So, I don't know how we would word this, but figuring out how we're going to open up lines of communication with the Planning Commission and then approving a representative going to reach out, I guess, initially, after we craft a message. All right. Is there anything else? Good workload?
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Is there any other public comments that need to be made before we adjourn this meeting? Totally. All right, so our last action is an action for adjournment. Would anybody like to make that?
I would like to move that we adjourn the April 2nd, 2014 meeting of the Carson City Shade Tree Council.
Is there a second?
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned.
Does it have your business on it?
No.
Oh, how am I supposed to refer?
Dang it.